Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. And tonight was very, very happy with all of you to meditate together in the room. And we just try our best to be together. And I also sent a metta to all of you. I don't know if you have received or not. I just try my best. My metta is not powerful, and then you will not be anything, okay? So anyway, very, very happy. Long time I didn't come back. And didn't give kind of my discussion in here. So, but anyway, now I'm coming back home. So we meet together, all the family meet together in here. So very happy. And also this evening, and we would like to share this. All of us, mostly all of us, are Buddhists. For the Buddhists, Buddhism, mostly we are very familiar, we already know that the history of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So you have been studying a lot and also practicing a lot in the past. Also we knew that who is the Buddha, the history of the Buddha, everybody know. So Buddha was born in India, and also how about his life and royal kingdom, and also how he renounced, how he let go of all the things, and also how he practiced in the forest. All of you have been studying, okay? So we didn't talk too long about this, okay? Then you have been practicing in the Uruvela forest for 6 years. Then after finished for 6 years, then he was attained Arahant, and also to be a Buddha. So very powerful Dhamma with him. So after he became a Buddha, he started to teach the Dhamma, spread all the Dhamma to the universe. We can tell it. Why we can tell universe? Not only for the human being, he has been teaching many Brahma, Deva, and also for the human beings. So that's the reason we can call it for this universe. He has been trying so hard. And also, we can see that how he has been putting a lot of effort for us, you know, for the beings. Not only one lifetime, we can see from the past, in many lifetimes, he has been practicing Purifa Parami as many, many eons ago, and in many past lifetimes, trying so hard, coming to the human beings again and again, suffering, trying to learn what is the suffering, and then also what is the life, and the nature. And also human beings, animal life, suffering life, many, many lifetimes he has been again fulfilled by parami for the, not for him, for the benefit for all beings. We knew that, no? So from the first day onward for 45 years, until he passed away, he has been teaching all the Dhamma. All the teaching is we call the Dhamma. Within 45 years, no? So this we combine. What is the Dhamma? This is very important for us nowadays, no? We have believe of Buddha. 100% we believe, we trust. How about you? I hope that all of you also believe of Buddha and the Buddha teaching. All of you have been respected, no? That's the reason we become Buddhists. We change, no? And also same with Wasian, every day, we never forget. Every day we praise. We pray Buddha, we practice under guidance of the Buddha teaching until now. We will practice until we die, not only now, okay? Because we trust, we believe the Buddha teaching. And so we believe and we accept it, that it is good for us and good for the others. All beings, because of this belief, we can do it successfully from the first day when we understand the Dhamma and day we die. It's very good. We never change our mind from the practice of the Dhamma. No? What is the Dhamma? We need to know. The Dhamma is we can combine or join together for this 45, within 45 years what he has been teaching. So we can combine, we can, in the end, we can see the three Tipitaka, three basket of the Dhamma. This is all our Dhamma, no? We can divide three sessions. So the first session we can do, we can call it all the sutta. From the first day until he died, where, which area, which division he went into, and he has been given Dhamma talk, what kinds of Dhamma talk related with what. So all the, we call that many sutta. Nah? This sutra we can call all combined together, all the discourse, you know, the way of life, how to be, how to practice, how to behave, all kinds of teaching. And this we call that all the sutta, also one kind of Dhamma. Nah? And so another type is discipline. The discipline we need to practice for the monks and the nuns. We have the rules, many rules. Nah? To do 7 or 10 precepts, 8 precepts, and also not only for the monks and the nuns, even for the lay people also, Buddha was very carefully teaching. Huh? So for the lay people also, at least for lay people, had to keep 5 precepts. We knew that 5 precepts is basis of Buddhism. Huh? We know already the meaning of 5 precepts also. Huh? So. For the second one is we call the Vinaya, the rules for the people to follow in what to do, what should not do, what is suitable to do, what is not suitable to do by thought, by speech, and by action. So we need to take care. So for this Vinaya group, we can divide 3 sessions also. So we take care, the first one is our bodily action, verbal action, these two you can take care, they call that there is also Vinaya. No? The rules have. Okay, for the basis, for the noun is many lay people here. For the lay people, basically what we need to follow it? Right speech, right actions. No? These two, if we can control, we can become good person. We want to be a good everything. So. We try. No, even me too, we are not perfect. We stay trying. We try. No? So to be a good person is very important. Then for the good, why we have to take care our bodily action is not to kill to the other beings. No, we know the other being is even animal, human, kind of different kinds of beings, no, living beings. Abstain from the killing, abstain from the stealing, abstain from doing sexual misconduct, bodily action control, and verbal speech also we need to control, not to tell lies. No? So the speech need to be true. And in the Mangala Sutra, Buddha already mentioned about these things, or 6 kinds of speech we can speak. The speech need to be true. Number 2, need to be honest. Number 3, need to be polite. Number 4, need to be harmonious to each other when you talk. Very carefully need to talk and with metta and harmony each other. And also need to be pleasant. And also need to be beneficial for others. When you talk, don't talk all rubbish, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, without benefit for the yourself or others. This is very important. No? So how to take care of our times for our life with this kind of speech. So if we can control our bodily action and verbal action, speech and action, then slowly we can be good. Our precept is pure, we slowly become better, our mind become pure. Purification of our mind by taking care of our precept. Okay, so for don't think that only monks and nuns need to keep precept. Lay people are also important to keep our precept. It is true? True. Discussion, okay, not only listen, okay. So in this way, so we try. Life is so short and so important. we can get human life is so good because of very good karma we got at this life. No? So within this good life, how long you can stay? Can you guarantee for over 100 years? Who can guarantee? Not easy. So within this short time, we will try our best to be a good. Then also not only verbal action, body action, also still need to take care of our mind. It's the most important thing is our mind. See? If we don't know how to take care or we don't want to take care, that is dangerous for us. We will do simply for all the bad things. Né? Don't want to get the precept. We can do bad for you, your karma, or bad for the others. That is very dangerous for us. That's the reason we still need to take care of our mind. To be right, to be good. Then we take care of our mind, then we know how to take care. So now we meditate. We're trying to learn about meditation. Why we want to learn meditation? We want to take care of our mind. That is the main thing of the purpose of meditation is we want to take care of our mind. We want to control, actually. Our mind is very difficult to control. Actually, we want to do bad, you know, like to be enjoy with the unwholesome feeling. What is unwholesome? Related with greed, anger, delusion. No? This is very basic. We always used to it, always like to be with this. When to fall out from there, very difficult. If you have concentration mind, if you have powerful mind, easily we can take care and we can control not to do it. Don't want to follow it. We can stay with this. So that's the reason we meditate. We learn to learn from meditation. The purpose of meditation, we want to take care of our mind, to concentrate on the meditation object, to be a wholesome object. Once we are successful, then meditation is easier and make it can save for our life. No? So the reason, the second group, we need to take care of our thought, speech, and action. Which is what we call under Vinaya, the rules. No? Number three group is Abhidhamma. Abhidhamma is penetrating. The group is Abhidhamma. You need to penetrate inside of our body and external, also others. No? Internally and externally, we need to penetrate deep penetration. That is the nature of life. The nature of our body, we need to study. That is without concentration, very difficult to penetrate. But although difficult, the Buddha has been teaching us to, when we have to practice, we need to study, then only one day we can enter to the Nibbana. So for three kinds of Dhamma combined together, we call the three Tipitaka. So very important for the practice. So many Buddhists like to study a lot. Study, 1 year, 2 years after that. Really practice or not? That is important. Only to study is not enough. For the Dhamma, we need to study first. After study, we need to practice practically. After that, we need to penetrate. Deep penetration is very important. After your practice and penetration, only the wisdom will grow. Only study and learning, then easy to forget. After 1 or 2 years' time, easily can forget also if we are not practice and not giving in the heart. Okay, so that reason, practice again in our mind and practically and penetrate, then only in the end we will be successful. So these three kinds of Dhamma is very important. And when I also would like to share the how we have been, we in our life also, how we learn the Dhamma, how we found the Dhamma, and how we practice also would like to share to all of you also. And also I think good to share to sometime only we can meet each other. No? So when I was young, I also love to meditate. And also when we, the age of 9-10 years old, I always like to do dana, flower dana to the Buddha. After that, always I have wished that, or when I'm old, I want to study in overseas. I don't know why the kind of thought coming to me. I want to study in overseas. I do not understand much about overseas or whatever, you know, other country or what, 8-9 years old. Always pray this. Then there is one, my story also, okay. Then I came in there and I studying, and then secondary school, the time we had to study about history. Then when I started studying about the history, I was very interested about English people, and German and Japanese. Why they are so successful and why they can occupy so many countries? When I was young, I had a kind of question in my mind. I was so interested. I want to know how they organize and how they can do this. And also at the same time we studied it, sometimes we can see for good at sometimes also in the way of their training is I think a bit too much and people get hurt and get suffering. So we can see good or bad in different ways. But I want to learn a lot about that. So from there start, okay, this is what I'm interested in my life. And also I could see in our life, our business, all us, when I was young, successful, they can see that. Then one day, all occupied by the government. So we can see the impermanence things, changing of, in my life, really can see my mom have been suffering and crying and crying, crying, crying. So when I saw about that, since I was young, all the things I could see easily for impermanence, made me a bit of fear and scared, immediately changed. Overseas ship, a few ship, all occupied by government. Everything is, sometimes we trust people, but people was dishonest and took away everything. So when we see that people are falling to the greed, when because of greed, people can do easily for unwholesome things. When I was young, I saw about that, I was scared about people. Then I feel that why people do this way, why people are dishonest. I could not. I don't want to accept in my mind. People should not do this. If you want to do, you want to get, you have to put more effort. You have to try hard. You should not take easily from the people to tell lie and kind of things dishonest. Then, after that, when you study again, then continuously, and they reach to the university. When you reach university, we had to do. Practically, we need to do operate for the frog. So then the teacher had been operating, we had to study about the structure inside, and then the human and the frog are similar, so we have to study about that. So when we look at it, we start to analyze what inside our body also, kind of dirty, and all the organs are like this. I feel a repulsiveness about my body. And also same as other body also had this. Since I have this very strong feeling, I want to renounce. I want to go for the practice. I don't want to be I don't want to stay with lay life and adjust kind of feeling. But my mom disagrees, so I had to suffer a lot. Always I had to go secretly to the monastery and practice. And then also one day I thought about this. That after operate, the frog was there, and they didn't take care, so the heartbeat, the beginning we can see about the heart beating by the frog, from the frog. Then after for when the frog would die. So whenever I saw that, made me a lot of fear. So the frog died because of us. I had that concept. So it made me a bit of scared and fear. And then the next day, I was already out of the school at the university. I didn't study undergraduate. I start to go to the monastery and start to practice. So before deep meditation, before studying about deep meditation in my life, I saw many few different things. Show me the Dharma. That's the reason I trust and I meditate in monastery. Then I met Paul Siado and I learned from him within short time what he went to teach. I can follow it too. Then after that, he told me, you have to study. You had to study about the Dharma, he told me that. So for me, I think the practical is more important. But then without studying, it's difficult. So what I should study, I told him. He told you had to study about three Tipitaka. Three Tipitaka is too much for me. I think that very difficult to study. So then anyway, let him happy. So I did study in my room for 3 months. I tried to learn about Buddha's teaching and the sutta and what is the rules, and then with the teacher I just read by myself. That is, we have the translated by Myanmar language also. Then after I study 3 months of this three Tipitaka, not all, some part, you know, I could feel that all the Dhamma, basis of the Dhamma is only six character, nothing else. Although in the Abhidhamma or whatever I look at it, in my mind slowly I feel that strongly that only greed, anger, delusion. No? You can see that, and also no greed, not hatred, and also non-delusion. Only this thing is really the main thing, it only this is the Dhamma. I can feel that. From there, it's many different branches happen. From the greed, you can feel that many, many different things also happen. From the delusion, you can feel kind of restless, and many, many things also happen. But the main thing is this six character. So in my mind, I always felt this way. And also after starting practicing in the monastery, I start to learn to associate with many people in the monastery. Then also I start to feel that only practice in the monastery is after 3 years of studying in the monastery, staying in the monastery, taking care of people, I feel that not enough for us. We still need to study a lot to understand deep penetration, not only in ourselves, not only in our group. We still need to go to search the Dhamma in many different places. I felt that way. Then after that, the age of 30 years, I started to went out to overseas and started to... But when I was young, I liked to study in overseas, but when I came out from that day, I had to teach meditation. So I don't like to teach. I don't like to be a teacher, but I have to do this, you know. But when I do, I'm doing it, but I have good intention. I'm very happy to share the Dhamma to the people. But I have confused and always in my mind, why I want, in my mind, I want to learn, but why I have to do, why I have to teach meditation? I have kind of confused. Then now 18 years in overseas in different country or teaching, I start to understand within this few years. I have been learning a lot from this 18 years time. I study from the people a lot in different countries. Not only in university. Many people think that study in university can get graduate only. You have finished the course and then only this you are really perfect. You might think that actually we need to study and learn is from the different countries and different culture and different people. From different people, then I started to know, I stay in England sometime, quite for a long time, in Germany many times, Japan many times every year. Then I start to understand about what I want to know and also how they train in the country, how they have it, all the people, they need the way of their character, and their culture. The more I learn, the more I understand. Then I feel satisfied. My wish can be successful. I understand more about why they are successful. Do you understand? Understand or not? I make it short, okay? So I feel happy about that. And also I've started to appreciate about associating with many people. You know? Every year, over 2,000 people I have to teach in different countries combined there. So many years study, interview with people many days and talking to them many people, different religion, different people, different culture. I learned a lot from that. I felt very, very happy. Thus I start to know, oh, I'm really study. The beginning I didn't know. Now I start struggling out. People help me a lot for my understanding. Only studying in the monastery and practicing monastery, I feel that not enough. Do you understand? So then don't get confused. Oh, we are lay people, we stay at home, I don't think so, we can get any kind of Dhamma. You should not get kind of confusion. The Dhamma is in everywhere, okay? Dhamma is anywhere. If you know how to contemplate, there is all a Dhamma in your inside. And also in your family, in your society, in your country, you can find many places, you know. Understand how you can find, how you can communicate. This is important. If we basically we know that what is the greed, And also, the more you understand the Dhamma, the more you can forgive. The most important thing is understanding. You're trying to understand all the people feeling. If you can understand what people feeling, if you can accept what that, if you had it, it's, you had to, we can call it you have Dhamma. Understand? So don't think that, oh, why so is he so greedy? Why they are so angry? Why they are so illusion? If you think about that, you have to suffer a lot. So don't be criticized to anybody. Just take care of our mind. We need to accept, because you can see in different countries, and look at it, although they are rich or poor, basically rich people also have greed, rich people also have anger and illusion. And also some rich people, very good, not greed, not hatred, and not delusion. And also poor people also have this kind of condition. So everywhere you go, you will see, based on this is karata only in the end, nothing else. Do you believe? So people are always so busy and so much time to give their life in their business. Depends, sometimes you need to see. Depends on, we need to believe karma also. Sometimes get easily depression, you know, because of the bias. So when you see people are so wealthy life, very good, you want to be like this. We don't want to check about our condition. We just want to be like this because that you feel comfortable with the people and their lifestyle. Sometimes we need to check ourselves, is suitable for me to be like this or not. Sometimes we expect too much. I want to be a rich, I want to be a rich, I want to be a perfect. But you can't do it, you have to suffer a lot. Huh? You want to get, billion A. Every day, I want to be a billion A, billion A, you try so hard, but your salary is 5,000. It's possible? Do you think possible to be a billion A or not? We just use our understanding. If you contemplate that, impossible, don't think about this billion A, let go. Not in this lifetime, next life, okay? Good or not? No good? If you want, then you try so hard, okay, if you... Even business people, same business. Some people are very successful, some are not. Same kind of business. Why? Why she is successful? Why I'm not successful? You should not be upset. Understand? Because of their previous karma also, we need to understand. Because of their karma is good. Whatever they touch, everything is grow. You know? Everything is good, perfect, you know? Understand? So sometimes, we go and do, because of people do, we go and do, but we can't do it. You can't do it with depression and jealousy some more. Sometimes, why people can do, why I cannot? I can get upset and angry. Because why? You didn't look at yourself. What kind of mind with you? What kind of desire is too strong in me? So when we started, because I want too much, that is great. Yeah? This create again about anger. And jealousy, all the unwholesome in your life, very suffering. You are suffering, you don't know that you are suffering. Understand? So we need to check ourselves on it. Then we will be very peaceful. For us also easy, you know, everywhere we go, okay. And people, we see people very rich and very good, every good, so happy. Very, very happy, sincerely from our heart. Try not to get jealous. We're trying to understand what they are good karma. We are happy. And some are okay, poor people also we met, many places. So we're trying to understand, we're not locked down to the poor because of poor or no good or whatever. We're trying to understand, we're trying to send metta. Equally we treat people and sending how much we can do it, how much you can help. We try our best to help people, let them happy. Understand? So we need to take care of our mind only in the end. The Dhamma is only our mind. Even body is not really important. Our mind, if you know how to take care of your mind, every condition is good. Understand? Every condition is good. Okay, can accept it. Let it be what happened. Yeah? No need to be argue. It's no need to be jealous. So that's the reason, and slowly, slowly, your mind is so peaceful. Sometimes because of when to be a perfect, how tired you are day and night, No, have to work. Of course, if you want to be good, how much you can try, we try our best until you are successful. Try it. Cannot be, oh, I don't think so, I can be successful. Always go and sleep also cannot, okay? We still need to try our best. But don't give pressure too much. When you give pressure too much, then it's no good. Okay? So make it happy and balanced. We need to be balanced, our mind. So we also same. We just try our best. Sometimes people are really attack us, you know. Sometimes come and people can come and stop in front of you and go and tell, oh, don't do it, this. Maybe we can feel sometimes because of jealous or because of what, can feel easily. So when, if you are angry on that, what, who will lose? We had to suffer, you know. So why we had to angry? We see, oh, now we can see that, oh, he have greed, he had angry on me, or he have misunderstanding. A lot of misunderstanding in human beings, no? Correct? Correct? So a lot of misunderstanding also. You can't try to explain within one sitting and then they can accept you. Of course, you want them to understand you, but not easy. Different people have different concept, different view of thinking, different idea. I don't know how they will accept, how they will think about you. If you want that, they want you to understand. You think that, you always think that they want you to accept it. But this is not the Dharma. Sometimes can be happen based on what they think in their own basis. So they broke you, what you need to do? Trying to avoid, no need to quarrel, no need to, trying to explain. If cannot, just let it be, wait for a while, no need to be angry. I try so hard also, why they cannot understand, why they are brain continuously. Don't be like this, okay? Just wait, be patient. Trying to avoid, just walk slowly beside. Yeah. If no way to walk, just stop and standing and send me down, okay? That's the way what we need to do is. So if you, that's very peaceful. We did that way, so just trying to send it down, time's right, okay. So nothing good, did we contemplate them, say, oh, that's okay. And then it's me understanding over. Sometimes we need to contemplate about karma also. We are not perfect. We don't know what kind of karma we had done in the past to the others. So the karma arise, people bring also, we have to accept. If you cannot accept, you are angry again, then future will be happen again. And then never stop the argument, and then one time she will attack you, you will attack them, that is also. So basis, we need to know that or sometimes people you can see, oh, they have greed, they will do this, simply doing bad thing or good. And also angry, based on anger, people, what they do, killing to each other. Greed is very dangerous. Based on because of greed, anger, delusion, all the things that arise. So there's anger can create killing easily, can kill easily, make it about wrong speech, wrong action, you know, the kind of things will be happen. So there's reason we still need to take care of our mind. Cannot be not easy to be a perfect yet. Try our best to be a good. And trying to make it more understanding. We've had understanding. Everywhere you go, you can see all the Dhamma with you. You don't feel any negative feeling. Very happy. And also when competition is very important, very dangerous for us. Don't go and compete with anybody. If people are good, happy. If people is no good, trying to have to be a good, how much you can have. Even Buddha also cannot give. Teach to all the people to be cannot have all the people. Then he stay have putting a lot of effort to take care of the people. Oh, I'm arahant and don't want to care the end, so their karma, let it be, I go away. He didn't do that. Understand? He stay trying. Buddhism need to learn about this. Many Buddhism have a lot of misunderstanding about Dharma concept. You know, they think that oh, we have to be arahant. After arahant, no need to care anybody, they might have this condition. Oh, they will go away. Don't care. And this economically their own karma. Arahant's okay, but not based on the kind of equanimity feeling. Still have a lot of compassion, like from the Buddha, you know, we can see that. although he had practiced until Arahant, still had a lot of compassion to the being until he died 45 years after Arahant. 45 years trying so hard to spread the Dharma, helping people. He had been trying with a lot of compassion. So don't think that after Arahant, he had a lot of equanimity, don't care. Other feeling, don't care about other karma, don't think this way. Stay a lot of care and a lot of compassion in the Theravada and Buddhism teaching. So that's why we say, well, Dhamma is very deep, like an ocean. The more you go in, the more you can find deeper and deeper understanding. So then you stay only one group in one area, you will know only this area of this condition. The more you go, the more you study like a Buddha, you can see there are many different level of Arahant. Although the quality of Arahant is same, but the power is different. Because of the Buddha and many highest disciples are swimming in the deep ocean. They're trying to find out more and causes. The more you find the causes, the more you understand, the more you can accept, your power becomes stronger and stronger. We practice concentration. Some people, when they got concentration, they get wrong concept. Wrong concept like Devatata, they have power, they want to show off, and they want to compete with the Buddha, make it can go in the wrong way also. So when you get a concentration, you need to join with right intention and a good intention. Then only your concentration power become powerful. You know? Then if we don't have good contemplating and concentration and good intention, the concentration can be loose also, cannot be powerful. So that's the reason. So we learn the Dhamma, we need to know how we have to communicate with Dhamma and understanding. No? So that's with understanding, and as you will be peaceful and you know how to take care of your life, that will be good for ours. So in this way, so we learn the Dhamma and meditation. So after learning on meditation, you will feel that the mind is balancing and also your life become balanced. We know that what is the balancing of your life. Everything is easier for you. You don't feel upset and you don't feel depression. You know. So and also you don't feel negative feeling with anybody. Everything, everybody is good. You will feel that. Good or not good? In this room, everybody is very good. You can take care. Other people want to be, I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy. It's good intention. And something is happening, we're trying our best to help in this way. No? So that is a beautiful mind. And with beautiful mind, the one day we die, also good. We need to carry on the kind of mind and training day by day. So our life, we can feel that life is positively, we can feel that life is good. Don't feel that always suffering. Many people think that, okay, so Buddha also have been telling our life is kind of suffering. Suffering is not by the kind of misunderstanding and wrong intention of the suffering. Buddha taught it's because we have this body and that's rebirth again. This kind of rebirth and kind of life again, and we cause Buddha is bring the suffering. When we, for us, sometimes a little bit happen, kind of different condition arise to you, then you think, oh, life is suffering, depressed, quickly want to commit suicide. You know? Many people nowadays like to commit suicide, you know, so want to die. They don't want to face with any kind of suffering and problems. They don't want to stop with the problem. They always want to be happy. To be happy, if we can accept for all the suffering, and then you know how to be balanced, slowly the problem is, you feel that nothing, no problem in our life. We can accept everything. Do you understand? So that's the reason. So we need to practice more meditation and trying to learn more about metta, also very important. So every day, trying to practice in yourself, make a peaceful feelings. If you have metta, everywhere you go, easier for you. And also easier for you is to people look at you, also don't feel negative feeling. They feel positive, everything is good. Okay? And people happy by you is good. And also meditate deeply. Penetration for the Buddha is famous Abhidhamma. It's penetrating inside the nature, what is inside our body. We can see clearly upon concentration. If cannot see, go to the hospital and look at it. Ah, then we need to learn the true things, what is inside. And also external, don't attach too much. If because attach too much, we have got a lot of problems. Independent origination, we can see the cause of the life is because of the root of the greed, desire. Again, want to be one day, one life to another life, one life to another life. When you want to stop? When you want to stop? After this life, you want to stop? Do you want to stop after this life? Please answer. Oh, okay. If yes, don't go back home, okay? Follow us, okay? So very important. So please try to make it balanced and don't get upset about life. Make it happy. Suffering also, trying to accept and happy. This is the nature of our life. Any condition, huh? And people is better than you, also trying to be happy. Trying to help each other. And also make it more time for meditation retreat. 1 year, so we have, if you can make it 10 days retreat, also not bad. Very good. Can get 2 months, 1 month is better. You can come. Not many people are quite successful. Come to Myanmar and meditate. Some people, many of them could see their past life. After seeing by their past life, they will start to understand about the nature and also the cause and effect of the Dharma. So then also when you understand that, you can understand also others' feeling and also other karma, your mind is balanced. You don't feel easily about negative feeling, you don't want to bring people, and you don't feel that, oh, better who is better, and this is no good, good, and no good. You don't feel that everything is equal, perfect, you know? Understand? So that's the reason, trying to meditate. Of course, sometimes, you know, also some people want to meditate, or we are very busy, we don't have time, we cannot go. Okay, we end coming here Saturday also, okay, come and meditate. 1 week, if you can meditate one sitting, also very good. If you can make it 10 days, retreat will be very good. Come in for 10 days, basis, you plant the seed, can get kind of concentration and practice at home again. So next time you have a chance, come for 2 months retreat or 1 month retreat. And slowly, slowly we can practice in this way also. Meditation really can help us a lot. From our experience, we are very appreciative after practicing our meditation to our teacher, previous teacher, present teacher. We appreciate not only meditation teacher in the school, our teacher, how we have been learned from them, how they have been teaching us how to take care of our mind. Also, we are very appreciative. Thank you so much to them. And also, I'm very appreciative to meet with many people. I learn a lot from the people. If I'm not me, I don't know how to be take care about my mind and how to be promote for my patient, country, and understanding why people are like this, why people are like this. If you don't know, you will feel that way. After we learn a lot, we're trying to understand our karma and the nature. We don't nowadays. We don't feel so much the kind of feeling. We are happy with everybody. This truly from my heart. People tell you good or bad doesn't matter. People blame me also doesn't matter. Okay, now I'm happy. This is the result from my practice. In the end, I try my best to practice the learn myself. In my inside, I check all the time. So then it's 1 year, 1 year to another year, no? Every year we are getting old. So within 1 year time, how much improve of my meditation and my practice? A lot of anger, a lot of illusion, a lot of conceit, or we still need to check every year. If not much, I'm happy. If some time come out, then you need to contemplate and you need to take care. That's true? In this way, what we learn, and I just share on it. So anyway, for me, it's from my practice I share to all of you. The reason is not for a show off or anything. So I just want all of you to practice in this way. Then you will be very peaceful. And also life is, you see that everything is perfect. Okay. Because you know how to take care of your mind. And also you don't feel suffering about life. Even physically pain or whatever. Okay, we can accept it. There is nature, all our nature. The nature of our life is all our impermanence. One day everybody have to die, okay? So when you die, all nothing can go with you. Nobody will follow you. Huh? Who want to follow? So nobody will follow. Your family member also not following. So we know the truth. Understand? Because we know the truth, don't think that I don't want to care. I don't want to care of you, okay? I know that you are not following me, but it doesn't matter. But I still need to take care of you, okay? Understand? This is Dharma. Because you don't care, I don't want to care. This is not correct. Understand? So we still care. We still do our duty, what I need to do, how I need to care, how I need to do it. This is the way we need to do it. If you do that, you will be more happier. Don't expect too much from that. That's what you had done to the people. Because I do that, they have to do to me like this. They have to return to me like this. That is suffering for you. That kind of thought is with you. You have to suffer a lot. Understand? So do with good intention, respectfully, and harmoniously, and also kind of body setup, kind of mind is very good. Although we are Theravada, many people think that Theravada don't concentrate on the body setup practice. That's not true. Understand? So we need to be very careful. Also, some people think, oh, they are Theravada only very selfish. They are very concentrated on their own practice only. They don't want to care people. Sometimes people have this kind of misunderstanding also. No, not all. Some might have. Then also, from now, it's been I met many different Mahayana monks and nuns. Every year we had to teach. And also in Zen Master in Japan, many people also come and meditate with me in Japan. And also many Christians. So we met each other. So we, up from there, we seen in different countries, even Theravada bhikkhus in different countries. Then after we saw that, we cannot think, we don't feel that only our Theravada is the best. I don't feel that. Understand? Other religion also, they have very good heart. Some people are very good heart. We can see that. And also many other religion also, some are, we could see, not great, very polite, very good, the kind of condition. So we cannot tell we are the best. We are perfect. Understand? So we're trying to respect other religion also. Even in Theravada, we can see, although we have been already renounced, I met many Theravada. Still, some people I saw that some bhikkhu also very strong ego and very strong conceit also. So sometimes we can see that, oh, Zen master, although Mahayana, but they have very good heart. They are very humble. Why like this? At the beginning, we had confused a bit. But in the end, or after understanding all our nature, although monks or nuns, lay people or non-lay people, if you have greed, it's greed. Okay. You have anger, it's anger. If you know how to take it, the close, close. The practice is more important. The person in practice in their life, lay people is better than bhikkhu sometimes. I saw that. Some bhikkhu and nuns is worse than lay people. This is from our experience, what I say. You know, I'm also nuns, so we don't say that we are the best, you know. This is from my experience, what I see. That is reason. So everywhere I could feel that in the end or in this universe, base of the Dharma is greed, hatred, and delusion. Not greed, no hatred and no delusion. This is the base. This is all a basis of the Dhamma. All over the world, all the religion, all the people is based on this group of the Dhamma only. Creation also angry, they have anger, they have greed, they have no greed, no hatred also. So different people have different. How you take it in your mind only. In your mind, if you take it with good feeling, and then your mind will be good. Understanding, good feeling means understanding. How you understand on the object. Do you believe? Do you accept that? You understanding is good, right? Then you will get good feeling. And your understanding is something is not right and not good for you, and you don't have good feeling on this. We can't have you. Understand? Nobody can have you. Your family member also cannot have you. Your parents also cannot have you. Only your mind. Okay, so in the end, we just take care of our mind only. Nobody can have. It is true? That's also after I practice. I know slowly, slowly, the beginning, I'm very hard character. Coming in for the meditation retreat, I want them to get good result. I want them to get within short time, must get good result, perfect. Always I'm pushed to the student. You know? But in the end, cannot. I have to let go. I had to take care. I should not push too much. Although good intention, some people are not happy with this pushing. Some people are scared about me also. That I don't want them to get misunderstanding and unwholesome feeling because of me. That is in the end, I cannot change to the student. I have to change myself. Understand? We have to change ourselves based on the Dhamma. That is suitable or not. So although we are teaching, I'm a teacher, you have to follow this, that we can't do it to the student. Although sometimes intention is good, but action is not good, we have to change also. Correct? So that's the reason, please take care of your mind and your practice. That is very important. We don't know when we will meet again. Tomorrow also can die, okay? So this is our presence, we just share to each other. And I want all of you to have happy feeling every day. And also going to the good place after you die. Of course, I want all of you to go to the Nirvana, no more suffering, no more feeling. If you cannot go to the Nirvana, please try to make it to be a good life. This is important. When you get the suffering life, going to the animal life or the hell being is very dangerous. After you go, not easy to come back to the human beings. No? So please don't waste your time and energy. All of you are already mature. And also the age and the life experience you have already. So only one thing, that now we have very short time for this human life. Oh, me too. I'm started thinking, but start to prepare myself now. Nearly 20 years already, taking care of others. Now, so at the same way, I also trying to take care of my mind, but I still need to practice myself also. So this is the way for us, all of you, all of us need to take care of our practice within short time of our life. Don't waste and your mind and then your energy and your time, okay? So then only in the future, anyway, you don't know where you want to go and where you will be reborn again. This is your destination, okay? Everybody had to go our own way, our own destination, okay? So if the group of people coming together and practice together, doing good things together, we'll make again next life together, all of you in a heaven or human beings, okay? Either heaven or the human being, you will meet again, I don't know. I will meet you all now, okay? I want to be an arahant, I'm tired already, okay? So that's the reason. So we just please take care and try to practice more. We are very welcome to all of you to come to Myanmar. We have small meditation center. If you can make it at least 1 month retreat or 2 weeks also, okay. Please come and meditate. Within this 2 weeks or 1 month time, if you are happy, you can accumulate a lot of wholesome karma and also can be successful. When you are successful, that is the most important thing in your life, your achievement of meditation. Okay? So that's what is really important for our life. Not only business, not only trying to get more. You want 3 million. After you got 3 million, you want 6 million again. After 6, you want 9 million. Never stop. No? So just make it limit. So now we are one third of life. Now half of life is already gone. So for the future, it's not much time. So give more for longer retreat. Okay? So very welcome. No? Thank you very much for your patience. And
sadhu.
I'd like to give some blessing to all of you. Yan doni mita wa mingling cha yo cha mana po sakuna sa saro babagoho du supina kana buddha nubawena winan samintu dhamma nubawena winan samintu sangha nubawena winan samintu Dokha bata sani dokha, bhiya bata sani bhiya, soka bata sani soka, saha sabihi nyatipi, itha vata chami, sabaram punya sabaram, sabi diwa anumodanu, sabha sabadi sidiya, dana danaru sadara sinarakantu sabada, bhavana bhiyata hontu, kisantu divata gada, Sabi Buddha, Blabata, Pichiga, Nincha, Yambra, Arahata, Nincha, Dijina, Rakamnani, Savasa, Yang, Genchi, Vida, Idawa, Hurawa, Sagi, Suwa, Yang, Yadana, Brita, Nano, Sama, Ati, Tatagrina, Idami, Bodhirna, Brita, Ite, Natise, Natudi, Hontu, Yang Genchi Vida Idawa Hurawa Sagi Suwa Yang Yadanam Prita Nano Sama Ati Tatagrina Idami Dhammiranam Prita Itena Tisena Thudi Hontu Yang Genchi Vida Idawa Hurawa Sagi Suwa Yang Yadanam Prita Nano Sama Ati tata grena idame sangirna brita itena disena dudi hontu. Bawantu sabha mingla rakhantu sabha divata. Sabha bodha nubhavena sada sukhe vantu te. Bawantu sabha mingla rakhantu sabha divata. Sabha dhamma nubhavena sada sukhe vantu te. Bawantu sabha mingla rakhantu sabha divata. Sava Sangha Nubhavi Nasra Sukhin Bhantute Maha Karuniko Nato Hitara Sava Parina Puritra Parami Sava Pato Smoti Motama Siyanto Boriya Muli Sachana Nanti Vatano Iwa Miwa Siyan Hontu Siyan Tu Siyan Minengri Abrajita Blingi Sise Bhutto Pokali Visege Sava Bhutana Ika Pato Pamodasi Sunakanta, Sumingala, Subhabhata, Suhotaita, Sukhano, Sumohotosa, Suritam, Brahmacharisu, Brakina, Kayakama, Wachakama, Brakina, Brakina, Manokama, Brigitte, Brakini, Brakita, Nikatwa, Natlabanti, Brakini, De Ata, Lata, Vyuta, Burasasani, Aroga, Sukita, Hota, Sahasabi, Nyatibi, Purina, Borisambari, Nibata, Morayoniya, Yena, Sawita, Raka, Maha, Sata, Vanichara, Siratham, Vadamanampi, Niva, Sakanu, Kanito, Bimamanani, Aketa, Pritanta, Banamahi, Odidian, Chakumai, Garasa, Harisa, Wato, Privavasa, Dantan namasami harisa vatam privavasa Dincha gota vihari mudivasa Ye vimana viragu sabadami diminamoti samabaliyantu Namitu bodhana namitu boriya Namo imotana namo imotiya Iman sopritankatwa moya siyati isana Abhidyan chakuma ikarasa Hrisawato pribhavaso Danta namasami Hrisawatam pribhavaso Dinsha gota vihare mudivesa Yivimana viragu sabadami diminamoti samambalyantu Namitu bodhana, namitu boriya Namo imutana, namo imutiya Iman so pritang katwa moyo vayasmin kaparin. May all of you be free from dangers, free from mental suffering, free from physical suffering. May all of you be well and happy and attend to the Nirvana.
Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu. Thank you very much. And in this, Tamato, if I have done anything wrong thought or speech, please forgive me, yeah? Anybody? And thank you.